The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now I'm joined by Jo Lennon, climate editor for the Sunday Times Ireland. We want to talk about sustainability in healthcare. Good morning, Jo.
Morning, Pat.
Now, it's a difficult area because any of us who've been through hospitals or whatever know that everything they use seems to be disposable.
Yes. And look, it's not like another sector. Like, you can't compare healthcare and the challenge of sustainability there to something like fast fashion, which is very much, you know, such a destructive industry. Like, healthcare is essential and it's so important.
So if you use a hypodermic, for example, it can't be used on the next person.
Absolutely not. And there's such a safety and health system put in place. So it's a really, really difficult sector to decarbonize and to make more sustainable. So they thought it would be interesting to talk about, because it's really interesting to think about the challenges that they face and the things that can be done. I suppose, you know, the HSE are doing work. They launched their Climate Action Strategy 2023 to 2050. I've read the report. They really are looking at all different areas, but it's a tough one to tackle.
Now, sometimes when you see the nurse with the trolley going round and they will have a dish with the various bits and pieces in the dish, a lot of the time that dish is stainless steel and therefore is perfectly sustainable.
Yes, absolutely.
But sometimes it's plastic.
Yes, exactly. And look, plastic is obviously a huge part of healthcare and plastic gets a really bad rap. I'm always giving out about plastic, but look, it's an amazing material and it's so, so needed, especially when it comes to healthcare. You know, about 80% of items that are used in the healthcare system in Ireland are single use and are disposable. So there's a lot of waste. There's about 17 tonnes of non-hazardous waste created by the healthcare system in Ireland every single year.
17,000 tonnes.
Yes.
So huge. What do we do with it? Do we incinerate it, and do we incinerate it here, or do we export it for incineration?
So the non-toxic hazardous waste, which is that we're referring to, a lot of that can be recycled. A lot of that would be plastic packaging and things that would go back into the system. But there is a huge amount of incineration because some stuff that is more difficult to manage needs to be looked after very, very carefully. So it's really, really complex.
Now, if you have, for example, a dressing, it will be wrapped in a mixture, maybe of paper and plastic. And the question is whether a nurse or a doctor has the time to be going to a particular container or stripping away plastic that's stuck to paper to separate the paper and the plastic. I mean, realistically, it's not going to happen.
They certainly don't have time. They've got way more important things to do. And that's where one of the real big challenges with the healthcare system comes in. So I suppose what the HSE and what other healthcare providers are trying to do is look at the heavy hitters. So the first thing would be energy. You know, even if you look inside of a hospital, obviously huge energy users, but the surgical area of a hospital uses 3 to 6 times more energy than the rest of the hospital. So really energy intensive. So one of the really easy things, well, not easy, but simple heavy hitters there would be to use renewable energy and to use solar panels. And the HSE is trying to retrofit different buildings. Now, I tried to look into the Children's Hospital and find out what's going on there. I couldn't find anything about the kind of energy they're using.
So do we know whether or not on top of that really odd structure there are solar panels?
Apparently there are some solar panels and apparently there is a heat recovery system, but the information on it was very scant and I don't think they're using renewable energy. So to me, that's a no-brainer. If you could get that massive new building running on clean energy, that would be a huge, huge win. They are planting a lot of trees. They have a lot of green spaces planned for, and there is the heat recovery system.
But I don't think they have a lot of green spaces. I know that site very well. I don't. It's ridiculous.
It's a
brownfield urban site with very little green space. I mean, they're going to have kind of little courtyards and stuff like that, masquerading
as in the report.
Space. Nonsense.
Yes, and that's such a waste opportunity. Imagine if that was a really green, renewable space. So that's one of the heavy hitters. Then other things that people mightn't think about. Another big area of waste is food waste. So, you know, a lot of the time, if you're in hospital, you'll just get delivered your meal. You might necessarily want it. It may not be what you want, but there's a lot of food waste. So they're looking at, you know, trying to take more orders from patients, cooking things closer to the time that they're served. So that's another area that's really difficult. Water wastage is another one that people are trying to look at. So I suppose instead of trying to, as you say, put the pressure back on the healthcare workers who are already under so much pressure, and you know, 60% of HSE workers are worried about climate change, we're trying to look at those big hitting areas.
Now, you've looked at a case study, Kaiser Permanente Medical Center in San Diego in the USA, and they want to be the most sustainable hospital in the world.
They do. And again, they've looked at the really heavy hitters. They haven't gone into the really small nitty gritty things. They're run on renewable energy. They have loads of solar panels. They really work to reduce their water wastage. They're big on food waste reduction. So those really big ticket items, you know, and a lot of the time, even with things like the HSE have looked at things like transport, you know, can they have a green ambulance fleet in Ireland? That's a very, very difficult thing to do because something like that, you're carrying a lot of equipment, there's weight issues. So trying to look at the things that you can tick, and that hospital has done amazing work on it.
Now, talk to me about some of the eco solutions for example, PPE. Now, PPE I suppose if it got contaminated with stuff, it really has to be incinerated.
It does, absolutely.
With bodily fluids, or if you're in a virus-rich area or whatever.
Completely. But there are some great solutions, and there's a fantastic startup in Cork called HAPPE Earth, H-A-P-P-E Earth. They've come up with the most amazing solution. They have created biodegradable and compostable PPE from thistles. Now, I really do want to chat to them about how they've managed to do that. But it's an incredible material, completely compostable. And that's a really great solution. And that is something that all healthcare sectors are looking for, is how can we take items that are now plastic, fossil fuels, and actually get compostable plant-based alternatives? They can still be disposed of, but if they compost naturally, then that gets rid of a lot of the issues of contamination and that kind of thing. An amazing company.
What's the RSCI, the Royal,
College of Surgeons.
RCSI.
Yeah, so SIM. They have a SIM.
What's that?
It's a really interesting thing. I actually didn't know a lot about it, but I spoke to one of their leads, Andrea Doyle, and it's basically a simulator. So when you're training to be in the healthcare service, you go to RCSI SIM, and they train you on different prosthetics and, you know, basically fake people before you go and meet your patients. And they're doing amazing work in sustainability. Again, they're going through what they use and seeing what can be reusable, what can be recyclable, and trying to break down that single-use plastic waste.
Now, the other day on the programme, we heard in a report about crutches and how people in Gaza having to cut bits of old timber up to try and make crutches for people. And yet loads of our listeners saying we've several sets of crutches at home. The HSE don't want them. I thought there was a scheme before where they take them back, put new handles on them and new feet on them, and they would go back into the system having been sterilised. But
well, I heard that slot, and that's what actually inspired this slot today, Pat. I heard you speaking about that, and I did a deep dive. I spent all week searching to see, was there any way in Ireland to recycle crutches and wheelchairs? There wasn't. There was a number of charities that did it at one time. I couldn't find any reputable charity that does it now. To me, that is such a no-brainer. If the HSE could take back those and donate them, or if a charity was able to ship those to people who need them around the world, because it's such a waste. There's thousands of crutches that are used. A lot of the time, they're barely used. They're used for a week or two, and then they're dumped. Mm. That's a massive area that could be challenged. And if anyone does have a solution that maybe I missed, I did do a deep dive, but please get in touch with me. I'd love to know if there's a solution.
Okay, it's just shocking that the poor people in Gaza. Now, whether or not Israel would allow the stuff in is another question entirely. Yes. But anyway, thank you very much for joining us. That's Joe Lennon, who is climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. And
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.